Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out in the field this morning. John is in Fort Lee looking at the George Washington Bridge. And we have another report this morning about somebody caught checking out the GWB, possibly with bad intent. And John, this guy has a very different profile than the last guy they picked up for doing this, right?
Right. This fellow is a decorated Army vet from Wallington, 29-year-old Daniel Sherapak. The Burton County prosecutor who is working this case says the picture that emerges here is frankly terrifying. He was picked up doing recon work, surveillance work on the bridge, they said, trying to figure out how tight security was, and a subsequent search of his home found a large capacity ammo magazine and a bridge blueprints. He did plead not guilty. His lawyer said this is a kind of a flimsy reason for holding this guy without bail, but without bail he's being held. Should mention he was fighting the war on terrorism. When he came back, his superiors in the Army said he could potentially be a threat to public safety, and his sister, who's a nurse, said that he had been acting rather abnormally. Now, you had mentioned another guy. The bridge seems to be a popular target for these would-be terrorists, if that's what they are. In July, a fellow from Morristown, who the feds say was in the employ of Hezbollah, was doing some recon of his own on the bridge, as well as other targets around the city, and apparently sending high-definition photos back to his bosses in Lebanon.
Well, I'm sure they'll be keeping a very close eye on the bridge after these two incidents.
Yeah, and you know what? If you've ever seen this bridge at rush hour, as many of us have, you'd understand why it would be a popular target for these guys with twisted minds. 300,000 cars, trucks, and buses travel it each day.
Sometimes it seems like they're all doing it at the same time.
Yeah. All right, exactly. You've been caught in traffic there, I guess.
Many a time. John Montone live from Fort Lee this morning, right over by the GWB. Now to Borough Park, Brooklyn, where we have some unusual child luring reports emerging. I mean, child luring is usually the work of loners, but in this case, cops are looking for an entire quartet of lurers, as Glenn Shuck reports live from Borough Park this morning. What's going on here, Glenn?
Well, Lee, when we explain what's going on, you're going to understand why the parents here in Borough Park are certainly on edge, to say the least. This was Saturday night around 9. A car, it's a Toyota RAV4, four men inside. As you mentioned, that quartet, they pull up to two children, a 12-year-old girl and her 9-year-old brother. They were walking along here on 55th Street. They offered them candy if they got into the car, and thankfully brother and sister yelled at them and said no and ran home. Actually, then, after calling the police, we heard from their mom. Here she is.
The kids were traumatized. My daughter's like, I have nightmares. I can't go to sleep. It was really scary.
Yeah, definitely sounds scary. And they're using the oldest trick in the book. That one's even worse than help me find my puppy. You want some candy.
Yeah, frightening stuff. And it wasn't even just that one time. Now, there was a second incident, it turns out, after police in the 66th Precinct, Lee, got that call. They also got another one that had happened 20 minutes earlier, apparently. The same men, same car, a mile away on 47th Street and 18th Avenue. This time didn't offer any candy. The exact quote, according to these two boys, was, come on in and take a ride with us. And they did the same thing. They ran off and got back to their parents. Now, what is going to help and usually does is surveillance video and photos, and we got lots of them from the cops in that precinct. So we'll put them up at 1010winds.com. It's pretty clearly it shows the suspects at one point even getting out of the car to try to get these kids. So you can imagine how scared they were.
Yeah, I guess the other upside here is that the kids these days are really, really drilled on stranger danger.
Absolutely. And the mother that we heard from there says it's something that they talk about all the time, not only in their family, but they do that as a community in Borough Park and, of course, other areas around the city. They did the right thing, didn't feel comfortable, screamed, and made a run for it. So they're safe, but until they get these guys off the street, I don't think anybody's going to feel too good here.
Okay. Glenn Schuck, live from Borough Park this morning on the All Local. Well, as you might have surmised from listening to 1010 Winds or the All Local, murders and shootings are up this year in the city. 249 murders for the year as of Sunday. That is an increase of 1% year over year, up 28% in the past month, driven in part by the quadruple homicide of the homeless men in Chinatown over the weekend. Shooting 625 of those so far this year. That's up 4.7%, but over the past month, shootings are down 8%. So take this all into account, and overall, crime is down year over year by about 2.6%. And speaking of the men who were murdered in Chinatown, there was a vigil for them yesterday. Only a few dozen people showed up for it, though. Corey McFadden, who had been sleeping on the streets, tells us he is done with that.
I would never sleep on the streets ever again. And you know what I mean? Like, that's actually a fear for me now.
And while the city is stepping up outreach to the homeless, the mayor doesn't detect a general threat to the homeless population.
This appears to be a very particular, horrible individual tragedy. As we're continuing to investigate, we do not see something with larger ramifications.
The confessed killer is getting a mental evaluation. Three of the four dead have been identified now. One of them was 83 years old, Chuen Kok, an immigrant from Hong Kong, described as gentle and polite, and there will be another vigil for the victims, maybe with more people at it, at 5:30 this afternoon in Chatham Square. Wearing a MAGA hat can be an enterprise fraught with peril in certain parts of the country, and this can be one of them. John Turin discovered that back in August when he says he was set upon by some teenagers who beat him up on Canal Street for wearing a MAGA hat. Now he's suing not the teenagers, but a pop-up art gallery where he says his underage attackers got drunk before the attack.
I asked them for surveillance video. Because there was a few cameras in the location, and I asked them to see if I can, you know, talk to a manager to get the camera recording inside the store, and they all refused to talk to me.
The suit names photographer Anna Bloda, the gallery that hosted the event, Wallplay, and the company that owns the building. Bloda, who came to the U.S. from Poland 7 years ago, tells the New York Post she had nothing to do with the attack, and there's no way she's paying if she loses the lawsuit because she's broke. Alec Baldwin grew up on Long Island, where you just don't inherit the street smarts you get if you grow up in the city. Take it from a guy who knows, because he grew up on the island. So scalpers made quick work of Alec over the weekend, selling him and his family expensive tickets for a boat cruise around the Statue of Liberty. As Baldwin explained it on Instagram after he bought the tickets, he and Hilaria and the kids were told to get on a shuttle bus, which would take them to the boat, and that's when they noticed that the bus was going to New Jersey. This was apparently an outrage based on the F-bomb he dropped between New and Jersey. New F-bomb, Jersey. It's not clear if they actually got on the bus. If they had, the Daily News reports, they would have gotten a scenic ride through the Holland Tunnel to Liberty State Park, where they would have boarded the Queen of Hearts, a boat which doesn't actually stop at the Statue of Liberty, but does cruise in the general vicinity. No comment on this from Baldwin's people. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.